This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to play Joking Off. Nope. This is where you call in. Anybody, everybody has a joke. Everybody has a few jokes, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even like dry people.
Yikes.
You know, like dry, introverted
dry people.
You know what I'm saying? Just like real deadpan.
Yes.
Like, they have a joke.
Yeah. Do you want to give an example or?
What has five toes and isn't your foot?
Your foot?
I hate that. Why are you taking it? Okay. But yes, that's an example of joking off.
Okay. What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to do this in a Yoda voice, which I don't know what that is, but HDMI.
That's clever.
Was that a Yoda voice?
HDMI.
Okay. No, I was not going to do that. So.
HDMI.
I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weekend immune system.
Okay, you sound like you're trying to get unfired from a job.
That's so good, though. He delivered it like a champ.
Yeah.
He did. I hate... Okay, go ahead.
Did you guys know that people in Athens rarely got up before sunrise? Because dawn is tough on Greece.
Okay.
Not to brag, but I made six figures last year. Was also named worst employee at the toy factory. Yeah, see it.
Yeah.
Because he's a toy, so he's making, right. He's making figures.
Mm. Aaron will like this one. What do you call a wizard who's really bad at football? Fumbledore!
Hey, guys. I just want to say, when you call, you're going to be funnier than us.
Yeah.
Because it can't get worse than what we've done so far.
I feel like we hope every time it's going to go better than
it's
it
gonna
does.
It's going to be great, you guys. Let's keep going. Go
I think
ahead.
This is funny. Of all the inventions of the last 100 years, you know, the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, I forgot to tell you, I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today. It was clogged.
Rest assured, you're going to be funnier than us. If you have a joke, this is when we want you to call and tell it. 303-222-5423. You may text or call. I'm Buzz Aldrin.
No, you're not.
Second man to step on the moon. Kneel before me. Because it was Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Before.
It's getting pretty crazy, guys. I cannot take my dog to the pond anymore.
Okay.
The ducks keep attacking him. That's what I get for buying a purebred dog.
Did you guys know that your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die? It's because they dilate.
Okay, that's pretty good. Thank you.
Did you guys know that the first French fries were not actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Are all of yours
about Greece?
Using a VPN or something?
I didn't do a marathon in 2026.
Because you've never done a marathon.
I didn't do one in 2025 or 2024 or 2023. It's a running joke.
I don't like you.
Okay.
What's blue and not very heavy?
Your foot?
No.
What?
Light blue. Okay, no one liked that one. That's fine.
What does a baby computer call his father?
Come on, you guys, you guessed mine.
What does a baby computer call his father?
Mm-hmm.
What? Dada.
Dada.
Wait, I did get it?
Yeah. Now you ruined mine, too.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
To whoever stole my copy of Greece. Microsoft Word.
Greece. It's Greece.
I will find you. You have my word.
Do we want to do one more round in the show? Yeah, let's do one more round.
Sure.
I don't get that one. Let's see. a century ago, two brothers decided that it was possible to fly. As you can see, they were right.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
They were the Wright brothers.
Mm.
They were the Wright brothers.
Yes.
I'm really between two here.
Why are mine so nerdy? Can I do full disclosure? Aaron goes and finds jokes and prints them out. She clearly chose all the Grease jokes for herself.
It's
purely just a coincidence.
I wanted some Grease jokes.
Yeah, I got no Grease jokes.
Here's a nerdy one for you.
Okay.
I was playing chess with my friend and he said, let's make this interesting. So we stopped playing chess. Yeah, suck on that, all you chess nerds.
What are you doing? We're trying to get people to call with their jokes, and you're alienating the chess nerds.
You're right.
Okay. What do you call a beehive without an exit?
This is getting real close to beehole.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, so I was wrong.
We were not that close, surprisingly, to beehole.
Aaron, take it home.
You know, Lance isn't that common of a name these days, but in medieval times, they were called Lancelot.
I was hoping it was going to have to do with Greece again.
I ran out of those.
All right. Well, if you've got a joke, it'll be better than ours. So call us now, 303-222-5423.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bob-o-pedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Guys, we're not funny.
Correct.
Okay. But when we've done joking off in the past, I remember you were inconsolable at one point.
I was.
What?
I don't know what happened.
We're just... Anyway, we're hoping you're funnier than we are. Andrea?
Yay.
Joking off. What's your joke?
Okay, well, it's a knock-knock joke, but you have to start it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
What do we do?
Okay, that's a joke. It puts them on.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's that no one's there?
It's if you start it, then you have to come up with the joke.
Oh.
So she forced the joke onto us.
Which she already knew we weren't funny, so.
Yeah, I know. That it's that was cruel.
I gave you a chance.
Was cruel and unusual. Thank you, Andrea.
I have one.
Yeah?
What's the slipperiest country in the world?
Greece.
Greece! I wanted to say it! Aaron!
Okay.
All right. Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yai.
Yai.
Joking off. What happened? What do you got?
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because!
Why was that?
What did he say?
Because.
Because. I like it. Okay. Hey, what?
It's kind of a twist
in your coffee.
I just, it's just, this is, we're not funny. And then hacked at his grease joke. And I just feel like the wind is out of our sails. And I just got a message from my son. I'm sorry. He identifies as a Greek instrument now, but I think he's a liar.
What?
L-Y-R-E.
You are Googling grease jokes?
I'm Googling grease jokes, yeah.
My God.
Don't plan a trip to Greece. Your trip will be ruined.
I want to get to the callers.
He started it.
I know.
He came in with his stupid slippery country thing. Jennifer?
Yay!
Yay!
Joking off.
Okay, what is the difference between a good joke and a bad joke? Timing.
Oh. I was going to be like, wait, you didn't let us. Oh, I see. I liked it.
Oh, my God. You brought us out of it. I think we're in good shape. Thank you.
Bye.
That's really good.
That was.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. Joking off. What's your joke?
Why did the jaguar eat the tightrope walker?
Why did the jaguar eat the tightrope walker? No idea.
It was craving a well-balanced meal.
Honestly, I love it. I love it. No. Okay. Wasn't good. As good as timing.
Jennifer, your laugh is making it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Megan.
Yai.
Yai.
Joking off.
All right, so why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
Because they don't like hippies.
Oh, come on.
He was too far out, man.
I love it.
That was a good one.
I love that, too. Yeah.
Dang it, that's good.
Yeah, he was too far out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. All right. Thank you, Megan. Brandy?
Yai.
Yai.
Joking off, what do you have for us?
Whenever I speak to people in Spanish, I like to use the word mucho. It means a lot to them.
It's so bad, it's good. Yeah. It's a real good joke if you aren't good at Spanish.
Yeah, no, that is really good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Nathan.
I.
Joking off, what do you got?
You know what they say about bald people, right?
Bald?
If you're balding on top, you're a great thinker. If you're balding in front, you're a great lover. And if you're balding on both, you just think you're a great lover.
That just felt unnecessary.
I don't want to know what one you are.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.